Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2019. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the March official broadcast. Leading tonight's broadcast is Presidential Comment. Reporting from Blenheim, here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening to all radio amateurs and radio enthusiasts. It is not too late for you to make arrangements to get to our AGM and conference in New Plymouth on Queen's Birthday weekend. Thanks to the team at the New Plymouth branch, we can look forward to a great weekend. The AGM is the time that you can come along and ask the top table, so to speak, along with council, about the running of the association, its policy, and make suggestions. New Plymouth is not too long a drive for many of you in the North Island, and perhaps you could consider sharing a ride with others. The format of our AGM weekend has stood the test of time and is a fun and informative weekend. One of the most important benefits of NZART membership is getting your regular copy of Break-In, a first-class amateur radio journal. I know our Break-In editor, Mark ZL2UFI, is looking out for copy. Could you help? Many of you will have built something recently or done something different in amateur radio and perhaps worked out a unique design or solution along the way. Articles need not be at an advanced level. There are always new amateurs that are keen to read articles at an introductory level. And Mark will soon put you in touch with someone to help you write an article if required. Soon we'll be running a membership promotion for 2019. This will involve a reduced one-off subscription for people joining NZART. I know from past experience that some members find it a hard pill to swallow that some people will get membership at a reduced rate. I do understand this, but from concrete past experience, we know that many that take up the offer continue with the membership the following year at the normal rate, with a sustained boost in the number of members. Be reassured that those who have recently lapsed will not be eligible. There will be a two-year stand-down for lapsed members. You have a late 1990s promotion to blame for me being president. I took up the offer, and look where I ended up, and I've been paying a sub ever since. So a fairly short message from me tonight, and enjoy the rest of the broadcast, and do make the most of the spectrum that has been allocated to us. Good night, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Well, it's fast approaching our annual conference time. However, there are some things that need to be considered before the event. I need to receive any award nominations by the end of April at the latest. This allows me time to prepare the necessary badges, etc., for presentation over conference weekend. Awards include Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, Life Membership to NZART, and the ZL1HB Jumbo Godfrey Award. If you need to know the criteria for any of these awards, please either contact me or you can view it on our website. I also need all members of NZART to check their next break-in address to make sure you are affiliated to the branch with which you may be placing your vote on the upcoming remits at the AGM. As often happens, members move to another area, however they forget to change their branch association. So please let me know. I need to know your details as soon as possible. I will be sending the NZART branch membership lists to branch secretaries by the end of April. So please make sure yours is correct. And finally, I am pleased to advise, I believe we have sent replacement copies to all those members missing their January-February issue of Break-In. It has highlighted to some members that they have yet to pay their 2019 subscription. You may want to check that you have paid and your payment has gone through. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's Business Manager. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance at NZART Conference. This year's NZART Conference, hosted by New Plymouth Branch 27, is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 1st and 2nd of June. It'll be held at the Quality Plymouth Hotel, Courtenay Street, in downtown New Plymouth. Accommodation is available at the venue and details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.com. A conference registration form is on the website and you are invited to register online or download the form to print and post back. A conference registration form will also be available in your March-April copy of Break-In. Details of the alternative program for New Plymouth Conference are also on the website, and that URL again is conference.zl2ab.com. NZART Conference 2019 in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend. Now to catch up on amateur radio news from around the world, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's report with word that the long-awaited 3Y0I de-expedition to Bouvet Island has been postponed. The decision was made to turn back to South Africa after a fierce cyclonal storm stirred waves that hit the vessel, the Atlantic Tuna, tilting it as much as 45 degrees with ocean waters sweeping important navigational tools overboard. In a press release issued on the 27th of March, the team announced that all members are fine but are heeding the captain's decision to postpone going further for safety reasons. The 3Y0I team vows that this saga is not over and they plan to return, in their words, as soon as possible. They noted in their press release, "We don't give up." Newsline, of course, will provide updates when they become available. Another shortwave station is going silent. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has details.
The end of March also marks the end of shortwave radio broadcasts from Bloemendal, South Africa. The shortwave station near Meyerton began as Radio RSA, which went on air in May of 1966. Its service was discontinued in 1992 when Radio RSA was shut. Centec of South Africa, which distributes signals for the nation's broadcast sector, picked up its operation that same year. The last program to be transmitted on 7 MHz and 17 MHz from the station will be Amateur Radio Today, which Centec had sponsored. Amateur Radio Today will still be available on the homepage of the South African Radio League at sarl.org.za and on 7082 kHz from Durban and on many repeaters around South Africa. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Amateur radio is back on the air at the Smithsonian Institution. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has that story.
The Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., the world's largest museum and research complex, has 9 research centers, 19 museums, and an array of affiliates worldwide. What it did not have lately, at least not until now, was an amateur radio club. While it still has no shack to call its own, it does have a call sign. Its old call sign, NN3SI, was renewed this year in April, and the new Smithsonian Institution Amateur Radio Group is returning to the air. The club isn't just a gathering spot for staffers with the radio hobby bug, but also functions as a STEM educational resource and a player in emergency management when needed. The call sign dates back to 1976, when it was issued during the United States Bicentennial. The station was active until 2008. It plans now to operate portable and mobile and participate in a number of big events, including the Rookie Roundup, Field Day, and the ARRL June VHF Contest. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
When disaster strikes in Germany, officials have 2 more resources to turn to, and they're hams, as we hear from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Disaster relief officials in the Hanover region of Germany are turning to the expertise of 2 amateur radio operators who have been named consultants to their office. The hams chosen are Frank Brinkmann, DO1FRK, and Andreas Kleiner, DG4OAE. Frank is a volunteer member of the German Red Cross and works in the Disaster Relief Unit for communication and technical support in the local Hanover branch in Lower Saxony. The 2 are to coordinate support with the region's crisis staff when disaster strikes. Amateur radio operators have had a formal agreement with officials since 1981 to provide such assistance. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder tonight for CW contesters of this year's Sangster Shield. Yes, this event, NZRT's longest standing amateur contest, will be held this year on the weekend of the 18th and 19th of May. Put those dates in your diary tonight. More details next month. It's time now on the broadcast for WARO News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The WARO Bulletin will be arriving by email for most of you soon. Inside, you'll find a nomination form for WARO Executive, and we hope that some will consider allowing their names to be put forward for vacant positions. We welcome new people on the committee, and the work is not onerous or difficult. Being on executive entails attending some on-air meetings during each year, and these meetings are usually no more than 30 to 40 minutes duration. If you would like to offer your services and need a nominator, just contact any committee member from the list inside any WARO Bulletin magazine. The editors of both the WARO Bulletin and the WARO Break-In page are once again desperate for copy and ask for your help. Photos are most welcome of any ham-related activity, and just a few lines to accompany the photo is all that is needed. Of course, longer articles are also welcomed. Sponsorship. For many years, WARO members have sponsored DXYLs into our organisation, and in turn have been sponsored into the DXYLs organisation. There are at present a number of YLs awaiting a new ZL sponsor. If you're interested in sponsoring one of these ladies into WARO, contact Sponsorship Secretary Marlene, ZL1MYL, at her address inside the front cover of any WARO bulletin, and she'll send you further details. The organisers of the NZART conference in New Plymouth are hoping that YLs will register early and have put together an attractive alternative program with something for everyone. This is a great chance for WARO members to spend time together and also meet new friends. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We have only four items this month. Remember, if you'd like us to publicise an up-and-coming meeting, then send us a line by email at zl6a@nzart.org.nz. Right, we'll start from Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28. The next meeting is on Wednesday the 3rd of April, starting 7:30pm. The speaker for the night will be Dave, ZL1DMA. He's going to be talking about his recent trip to the Chatham Islands. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 of NZART, who have their next meeting on Monday, the 1st of April, at the Club Rooms, which is in the Philip Evans Reserve, off Birch Street in Waterloo. Doug is organising a small selection of movies for viewing. The next meeting of Christchurch NZART Branch 05 is on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, starting 7:30pm at the Club Rooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. The speaker will be Mark, ZL3AB, who will be talking on Summits on the Air. And finally, Otago Branch 30 have meetings on Wednesdays, starting 7:30pm at their Club Rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On April the 3rd, there will be a briefing on the Otago Rally, which is going to be held on the 12th to the 14th. On Wednesday the 10th, the evening will be devoted to the 5 MHz band, including experiences from operators, aerials, rigs and operating tips. And there'll also be a debrief on the Otago Rally. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of April. This is ZL6A. headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for March 2019. Good night, everyone. Good night now.